From the Bible, from 7th Council, 9th chapter, 23rd verse. Dirshan, Moya, Divi, Vibho, Akila, Vishnyananam, Vishnyapanam, Drishta Maya Divi Vibho Kila Drishta Panam Ayo Shriyo Vibhava Ichyate Yajano Ayam Yanjana Ayam Ayukshriya Vibhava Ichati Yanjana Ayam Ye Asmat Pitu Kupita Hasa Vijim Pitabha Jim Pitabra Ye Smat Pitu Gupita Hasa Vijim Pitabra This food This Purjitena Lulita Sa Tu Te Nirasa Vispurjitena Lulita Sa Tu Te Nirasa
Vispurjitena Lulita Sa Tu Te Nirasa
has been experienced or seen practically. Moya by me. Divi in the higher planetary system. In Paul, oh my Lord. Akila, universal. Vishnyapanam, the chief of different states or different planets. Ayu, duration of life. Shriya, opulence. Vimpava, glories. Influence. Ichati, desire. Yat,
jan. Ichati, jan. Jan.
Jan.
Yes.
Yan.
All of them.
Don't know.
Jana Ayam.
Jana Ayam.
The people in general.
People in general.
Yay.
Yay.
All of them.
All of them.
Duration of life, opulence, etc. Asmapito of our father, Hiranyakashipu. Kupitahasa. His critical laughing at the time of his anger. Ijimpita. By such laughing. Ampitabhru. The eyebrows become moving. Simply by attempting such feature. Lulita.
Lulita.
Pull down or finish.
Da.
Such personality.
Two.
But. Say. By you. Irasta. Completely vanquished. Translation. My dear Lord, people in general want to be elevated to the higher planetary system for long duration of life, opulence, enjoyment. I have seen all of them through the activities of my father, when my father was very angry and laughing sarcastically upon the demigods. Immediately they fell down, simply by seeing the movements of his eyebrows. Such my father is now finished within a moment.
This is experience, this time. Everyone has experience what is the situation of this material world. Every day we are seeing big leaders, ministers, that fact in the history of the world there were so many big men, Hitler, Napoleon, the statue, Gandhi, Nehru. But all their powers, position, in 1 minute, it becomes vanquished. There is no question. They are so proud. They do not believe in God. But when the day comes, they cannot argue anything. The death orders immediately vacated them. Gentlemen. At that time, their power, opulence, position, nothing can help. So, Krishna says, therefore, they are this class of men who do not believe in God, decry the authority of God. For them, of course everyone dies, but for them, mrityu sarva harastaha, Krishna comes as death and takes away everything in their position. A foolish person, they do not see. Still, God says, Krishna says, that this death path is still enough. And it is a fact, when Krishna comes as death, as Hiranyakashipu, you are atheist, did not believe in God. But when God You should not have care. That is not everything. We didn't think. Niyastha. Sattu te niyastha. So we have to see like that, the omnipotency, the power of Krishna, how it is working. But the difficulty is that we are so foolish, paschannati napaschati, although we are having daily experience, still we do not see. This is the thing. Jehapatva palatkhadi hu, asasopi, pravatta tasra nidhanam paschannati napaschati. We are making our plan that I shall be happy in this way. I have got this body. So let me make this body very strong. Go in the beach and run up the beach to make the body very strong. There are so many other methods to keep the body very strong. Deha, apasya, maintain the children very nicely. Deha, apasya, palastra, wife, decorate the wife very nicely. In this way I shall be happy. Let me keep my body fit. Let my children grow very nicely, wife. Be decorated with ornaments, say sari, and I will see, and I will be happy. No, you cannot revert. Even if you arrange like that, you cannot revert. Krishna says, one day I shall come as death, and not only I shall take you out of this thing, but I shall take away all your possessions. Mithu sarva haroshtaha. So, Prahlad Maharaj, although a child only, but because he is devoted, he experienced that my father was so strong that even the denizens of heavenly planets, Indra, Chandra, Varuna and others, they are all afraid of Hiranyakashipu. He, by austerity parents, he got so much power that even the chiefs of the higher parental system, they were afraid of Bijindusabhu. Hiranyakashipu will spare his eyes and move his eyebrow. The other demigods, they will afraid. Such powers. They are smart people. They, the kings of the heart dragon sector, they have got very long duration of life. The heart dragon system, everyone has got 100 years maximum period of life. But, as I was explaining, everything is relative. The ants' 100 years of life is not equal to my 100 years of life. It is relative. Similarly, the demigods' 100 years of life is not equal to our 100 years of life. Everything is relative. Speed. That's like when the Sputniks, in the beginning, the Sputniks were in the outer space. Generally, to go around the world, it takes 25 hours. But because the speed was greater, so the Sputniks surrounded the whole world in 1 hour 25. So, our planetary system, the time, everything is relative. It is relative work. So these demigods, they are 1 day equal to our 6 months. Our 6 months equal to their 1 day. That 1 day, then 30 days, 1 month, then 12 months, 1 year, such 10,000 years, their duration of life. Just 10,000. So just imagine what is their duration of ayu. And so much strength is concerned that the Indra is in charge of thunderbolt. So when Indra throws the thunderbolt to scatter the cloud, we have experienced how terrible sound it is. So just not so long duration of life, strength, administrative power, so many things. Still, they were afraid of Gandhavati. You see, in spite of possessing so much big position, Akhila Adhishnapana Ayushya Vibhava, and everyone is happy, everyone desires. If I could live so many years like Brahma, everyone is afraid. Therefore they want to be promoted to the higher practice system for which they perform yoga, to be promoted. In this life, they struggle with the economies, they struggle to become prime minister and Birla and this and that. And again, for the next life, they make provision. Therefore, they want to give some charity, jagdadhanata, jagda, patvakim jagda, jagdadhanata, tapasya. Hiranyakashipu also underwent serious type of austerity, and he got benediction from Brahma that he will not be killed by any man, any demigod, any animal. He will not be killed in the sky, on the water, on the land. So many ways. But Brahma did not give it the benediction of becoming immortal. He must have wanted and made me immortal. So that is not possible. Because I am myself is not important. How can I do? So he took indirectly how to become immortal. And by austerity he got all this power so that even the demigods were afraid of him. But Prahlad Maharaj said that such a big powerful demon as my father, he is also finished in 1 minute. Therefore, they asmatthitu, they were afraid, very much afraid. Therefore, when it was killed, everyone became very pleased. Then Prahlad Maharaj said that nobody is unhappy on account of death of my father. He said, Modeto sadhurabhi vishtika sattva hatya. My father was exactly like scorpion and snake. So killing of such animal, living entity, is pleasing to everyone, even sadhu, even bhakta. They also become free. They do not want anyone is killed or anyone is done something harmful. Bhakta never desires. But they also take pleasure when the vrishti, the scorpion and the snake is killed. We have got experience. There was a snake in my mouth. You all sadhus become very alert to kill it. Although you are sadhu, So that is matter. When it's there, there is no question of sadhu or asadhu. Killing. Sadhu rabi, very nice. Bhode to sadhu rabi, mishtika sattva hatya. So, Prahlad Maharaj in Vaishnava, he could understand that everything in this material world is in the possession of my father. There is no doubt. So, what is the use of possessing such thing? This will be finished. Antavakirneha, dittasthokasarinam. This is intelligent person's decision that everything in this material world, this body and everything in relativity with this body will finish. Krishna says, and devotees know it. Therefore, they do not want anything of this material. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us to develop that mentality. Don't want anything material for it. It is, however, it may be long duration, but it will finish. But you are eternal. You are the owner of this body. You are eternal. So, we should be searching after eternal happiness, eternal life, eternal engagement. That is success of life. And if we enter after temporary things, that is not very good intelligence. So, bhakti means when one is convinced that anything of this material world cannot make me happy. That is, that conviction is the beginning of pure bhakti. Annavilasita sunlam. You have to make zero everything material. That can be possible as we advance into sattva-consciousness. Then, bhakti parisanubhava virakti anatraksya ki hamgatso. The jnani yogi, they try to be detached from this material thing by speculation, by knowledge, brahma sastra jagat mithya, by speculating jagat mithya, this world is false, brahma, atma, spirit, soul, the sattva, the good, they do. But it is not possible. Simply by speculating, it is not possible. You have to engage yourself in bhakti. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sochati na kamsati samas sarvesu bhutesu vad bhakti ravake para. These are the processes to reach the platform of bhakti, devotion. But if you do not stick to the devotional platform, you will fall. However, you may try to become detached from material things. Unless you are fully engaged in bhakti, then by bhakti, you will be able to realize, God realize, bhaktyabhava. Simply by bhakti, one can understand. And as soon as one understands Krishna, then virakti or natrasya, then will be detached. When our prayer exchange will be done between Krishna and ourselves, then we shall be detached. Otherwise it is not. They will be disabled away. So, Prahlad Maharaj is realizing that anything material possession, it has no value. It may have some value temporarily, but that is, there is risk also. All some temporary enjoyment. There is so many things. The enjoyment, the highest enjoyment in the material world is sex. So, for some temporary happiness, we may enjoy sex, but there are many, what's called, after result, that is not very helpful. Janavai Sanadi Dhirhame Sukham Mukus. After result is good. Either illicit sex or legal sex. Still, after result is not good. There are so many after effects. Even if you leave, of course that is the basic study. Dharma Viruddha Kama. Sex life, not against basic injuries. Basic injunction is that do not waste your stamina unnecessarily. Only you have sex life for creating nice children. Good population, that much. Or, so, even if it is done according to the basic principle, still there are so many sufferings. You have to take care of the children, you have to educate them, you have to see that they are well, raised, or served. So that is also bhavarisa. But if you can define brahmachari, you have heard. Satipantani hatripana bahurukkabha. Either illicit sex or legal sex, there are many, many sufferings. But those who are tripana, mild, mild means one who cannot use the benefit he has got, human form of life. They know there are so many after effects. Not tripante, they are not satisfied. Sipandani Hastripana Bahuruktavaya. Pakandati Mamanasina Bhisaita Dhira. So, the whole Krishna consciousness movement is how to become Dhira, self-respect. That lies in success. And anyway, don't be involved, entangled with this material thing. There are, this morning we are calculating, there are as many atoms, so many living entities are also. Sankhatana, there is a word. Sankha means number. As many numbers of atoms are there, so many numbers of living entities. And there is trouble here. So in this human life, the chance is how to get out of this material atomic combination and go back to home after God. This is the chance. So we have to follow the examples of Prahlad Maharaj. There is Mahajana or Dina Gopasta Pantha. Let us try to follow Prahlad Maharaj's instruction and make our life acceptable. Thank you very much.